The Other Child by Charlotte Link, translated from the German by Stefan Tobler, narrated by Davina Porter. December 1970. Saturday, 19th of December. She knew she had to get away as quickly as possible. She was in danger, and if the people who lived on the isolated farm caught sight of her, she was lost. Suddenly the man appeared out of nowhere in front of her, just as she got to the farmyard gate and was about to hurry down to her car. He was big, and not as scruffy as she would have expected among these dilapidated buildings. He was wearing jeans and a jumper. His grey hair was cut very short. She could not see any glimmer of feeling in his pale eyes. Semira could only hope he hadn't seen her behind the barn. Maybe he had spied her car and come to see who was snooping around. Her only chance was in convincing him she was harmless, even though her heart was pounding and her knees knocking. Her face was beaded with sweat, in spite of the biting cold on this already twill-lit December afternoon. His voice was as cold as his eyes. "What are you doing here?" She tried a smile, but felt her lips quiver. "Thank God, I thought no one was here." He looked her up and down. Semira tried to imagine what he saw. A skinny little woman, not yet 30, wrapped up, warm in trousers, fleece-lined boots, and a thick anorak. Black hair, black eyes. Hopefully, he didn't have anything against Asians. Hopefully, he didn't realize he had an Asian in front of him who felt like she was going to throw up at any moment. Hopefully, he had not realized how afraid she was. Semira had an awful feeling.